Hey, Sophia. It's been a while, hasn't it? Oh, you're not Sophia. Sorry about that. Seems pretty dead in here. I guess that makes sense. It's getting late, and just look at that snow. You mind if I take a seat? All right, good. Thanks. I like this table, right by the window. I can watch the snow drift in the breeze. Oh, no, I don't need anything to eat. Just some coffee. I need something warm. Something to give me a little more life. Anyway, I see you're over there reading, and I don't want to be a bother, so just some coffee. You're really reading late into the night? College? Thanks. I don't really appreciate it. I've been driving for, too long. Yeah, I drive a truck. I guess someone needs to move chopped trees from Canada, and I guess that's me. Yeah, I suppose a lot of truckers come through here. No, I suppose most of them aren't women. Certainly not women around your own age. Well, I guess I am a little older than you, but, well, you know. Well, I guess you don't know. But you know. So tell me, Hume, why are you here instead of Sophia? I know your name isn't Hume. It's what you're reading, an inquiry concerning human understanding. You must be really smart. Or really in over your head. Maybe a little both. No, don't tell me your name. Then I'd have to tell you mine, and just call me. Just call me Renee. Meditations on First Philosophy. I can be Renee. You can be Hume. I'm the one with the doubt. You're the one trying to climb out of it. You can sit with me if you like. All right. Good. Yes, I've read them both. I used to live a different life, Hume. I used to. Sometimes we're dealt cards we don't expect. We always have choices, but sometimes we don't have the choices we want. So, Sophia, why are you here rather than her? Oh, I see. I didn't know Sophia had a nephew. It's nice of you to help her out around here when you're home from university. Don't worry. I'm not upset that you're here instead of her. It's nice. You have a sweet look to you. I'm glad that we have this moment to meet. I'm sorry, I don't talk with people a lot. My conversation skills are out of practice. It used to be different, though. You should have seen it, some of the gatherings we'd host. I could hold a conversation with everyone, all at once, all eyes on me. Smiles, laughter, so many people. Now I'm normally only talking to myself. Just my voice echoing questions in my head. But it's so nice to talk with you, Hume. Oh, I shouldn't have just grabbed your hand like that. Do you mind if I keep holding it? Thank you. It means a lot. Your hand is soft, steady. It suits you. No, really, I can tell. You're kind. You're willing to reach out to help someone. Yet you're firm. You have dreams. You know who you are. You know where you want to go. A foundation and a future. This is a good hand. For turning page after page of a book. For writing late into the night. For helping to lift someone up. For caressing the cheek of a lover. Just look at how the snow falls. There's something special about nights like this. The snow dampens everything. The outside world becomes obscured, quieted. The whole world becomes smaller, encompassing only what you can sense and feel. Right now, my entire world is just this. Just us. Right here. But yet, the snow, the silence, the doubt, the cold, it tries to creep in here too. The world made dreamlike, and it's hard to cling to a dream. Every time I look away from you, I have to wonder if you'll still be there when I look back. But I can feel your hand. We have to try all that much more to fight back against it. Against the doubt and the cold. This world of just you and me. It's on us to make it real. Kiss me. No. Then what if I kiss you? Your lips against mine. So warm. The kindling of craving, pushing back at the chill. Of your bite, reminding me with pleasure of your presence. I can feel your hand clench tighter around mine, feel the blood coursing through your veins. I want to know if I was right. I want to know how your hand feels caressing the cheek of a lover. Can you feel my cheek? Soft. My lips. Pouting. Missing the taste of yours. My neck. With just the slightest tremble in it. And my pulse. Rhythmic. A reminder that I'm here. Lower. My breasts. Tender to your touch. My nipples stiffening behind them. My heart quickening. Lower still. Counting down my every rib. Now across my stomach. My back arching at your touch. And here to rest on my waist. You can feel my body tense at your touch. Then relax. Melting into you once more. Lower, and you're touching my legs, my hips through my jeans. We move forward to the front of my pants, to the waist of my jeans, passing over the lip. I'm now feeling my skin beneath you as your hand moves inside my pants. You feel some stubble. You feel a small crest. And my body convulses as your fingers move across. Further. And it feels like velvet. You feel warmth. You feel my wet. You know what's there. You can't see it, but you still know. Nor can you see how I feel. You can't see what I want, but with your fingers slick, you know just the same. Please, show me that you're real. Oh, yes. Your fingers sliding in and out of me, reminding me again and again and again that you're here with me. Oh. Your lips part to welcome mine. Oh, your fingers coaxing me towards you. My body reacting beyond my control. A puppet to your touch, grinding against you. Enough. All our lives we've been yearning without knowing what we're yearning for. Oh, yearning for something. Something so distant, something unattainable. Oh, no. Oh, that yearning has intensified tenfold, and we know what we're yearning for. Oh, with my eyes staring into your own, I see what I need. The entire world contained in one another. Something finally tenable, a yearning for something so near, and the sweet pleasure in being able to take it. Thrusting you under this table before me. I can't handle it. Being so close to what I need, I have to seize it, to pull aside your pants and see my reward. There. Yes, Ed. Do you know that word? An old word. A Hebrew word. Describes one of the parts of the cosmic tree of life. Of the cosmic man. It means foundation. They say the phallus of the cosmic man. A pinnacle of all the different creative parts of being. Here, in the foundation, they are brought to a head, to their greatest potential before being released. That's what I need. My foundation. In a world of doubt, all I know is what I'm yearning for, and I see it here before me. I can open my mouth and... hardness glistening with my spit. He lay, no, served on a table before me. Here is my foundation, ready to be mounted. The only thing standing in our way are my pants. All that remains in this prelude is for me to lower myself onto you, my sweet, sweet Hume. What? Are you afraid? Do you want to go somewhere more private? There is nowhere more private. It's just us here, the two of us. The snow, the cold, quieting the world outside, drawing the universe inward. All that is us. We are brought here to this act of possibility, to this moment. Ascending and descending on you. Oh, the pillar beneath me. Oh. In bliss I fly high to the tip. Oh. Oh. With your hands on my hip, you pull me crashing ecstatically back down. Oh. Oh. In life will put to flight all one's doubts and scruples. She awakens from her dream. She will be the first to join in the laugh against herself. To confess that all her objections are mere amusement. can have no other tendency than to show the whimsical condition of humankind. A humankind who must act and reason and believe. Though they are not able, by the most diligent inquiry, to satisfy themselves concerning the foundation of these operations, nor to remove the objections which may be raised against them. Have you gotten to that part of your book yet? No? I suppose I should go. I should let you get back to your reading. But I am so glad I met you in this moment tonight.